Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of sports here on KJAN. The game we had for you here last night, AHSTW got two rushing touchdowns from Joel Becerra, and R.J. Harris threw and ran for a score as the Vikings came away with a hard-fought 27-16 win over IKM Manning on Friday night in Manning. The Wolves got on the board first with a 5-yard touchdown pass from Jared Johnson to Ben Wagner, and they tacked on the 2-point conversion to lead 8-0. The Vikings responded on the next drive with an 11-play touchdown drive, capped off by one of Becerra's scores. They kicked the PAT to make it 8-7, and that's how the first half ended. The Vikings had a big defensive stop at the end of the first half after IKM Manning started at the Viking 13-yard line following an interception. The Vikings ended up forcing a turnover on downs to take the ball back with 2:24 left in the half and keep it at a 1-point game. They came out and took control from the opening drive of the second half. Harris capped off an 8-play drive with a 29-yard touchdown pass to Clint Robinson. The Vikings would score twice more to push their lead up to 27-8 with 7:38 left to play. IKM Manning tried to mount a rally and hooked up on a 54-yard touchdown pass from Johnson to Alex Hyman on the first play of the next drive, but that would be the end of the scoring as a late fumble and turnover on downs would stop the Wolves from fighting back. The night was plagued by serious injuries, with two Vikings players taken from the premises in an ambulance and an IKM Manning player being helped off the field with a knee injury. The injuries dampened the spirit of a hard-fought game and big win for AHSTW, who moves to 6-0 overall and 4-0 in the district. IKM Manning falls to 2-4 overall and 1-3 in the district. Other high school football scores last night. Up at the Trojan Bowl, it was Glenwood beating Atlantic 51-7. ADM 42-20 over Denison Schleswig. Carroll 35-32 as they mounted a rally to win in that one. And Creston Orient Maxburg was a 48-7 winner over Winterset. That's all in Class 3A District 7. In Class 2A District 7, Esac County over Shenandoah 13-12. Clarinda beat Red Oak 46-7. Kemper Catholic over South Central Calhoun 35-22. Southeast Valley beat Underwood 40-14. In 1A District 7, it was Traynor beating ACGC 25-0. Logan Magnolia 48-14 over Tri-Center. Missouri Valley 39-14 over OABCIG. And as we mentioned, it was HSTW over IKM Manning 27-16. In Class A District 7, Earlham beat Riverside 63-12. St. Albert 54-18 over Martinsdale St. Mary's. Griswold beat Southeast Warren 36-30. Southwest Valley over Nottoway Valley 59-24. In 8-man District 6, it was Bedford 64-20 over Murray. Wayne beat Lamoni 20-14. Lennox over Mormon Trail 17-0, as that ended actually in a forfeit. Stanton 42-6 over East Union. In 8-man District 7, it was Cam 48-18 over Essex. Sydney 43-26 over East Mills. Exira EHK 68-0 over Woodbine. And Fremont Mills 69-0 over Clarinda Academy. 8-man District 8, Arweva beat River Valley 64-6, Audubon 52-32 over Booyer Valley, Coon Rapids Bayard 64-0 over West Harrison, and Charter Oak Ute was a 60-44 winner over Glidden Ralston. That's all high school football from last night. If you missed any scores, you can check out our website at kjn.com on the sports page to get a full recap. Carlos Martinez pitched 7 sharp innings. Matt Holliday hit an emotional home run, and the St. Louis Cardinals stayed in the middle of an NL wildcard race, beating the Pittsburgh Pirates 7-0. The Cardinals began the day trailing the San Francisco Giants by 1 game for the second NL wildcard spot, and that's still where they sit. Martinez gave up 5 singles, walked 1, and struck out 9. Holliday, out since August 12th because of a thumb injury, was activated off the disabled list as his request Friday. The club informed him earlier this week that it is not planning to bring him back next season. Holliday was giving a standing ovation before he pinch hit in the 7th. He responded with his 20th home run and came out for a curtain call. And the Cardinals will play Pirates once again here today. We won't have that game for you, though, because of our coverage of Hawkeye football. Other baseball scores yesterday in Detroit, 6-2 over Atlanta as they try to stay alive in the AL wildcard race. Baltimore 8-1 over the Yankees. It was Boston 5-3 over Toronto, so Baltimore takes the edge there for the top wildcard. Texas 3-1 over Tampa Bay. White Sox beat Minnesota 7-3. Cleveland 7-2 over Kansas City. The Angels beat Houston 7-1 and Seattle 5-1 over Oakland. In National League play, it was Miami 7-4 over Washington. The Mets beat Philadelphia 5-1. The Cubs 7-3 over Cincinnati. Colorado 4-1 over Milwaukee. And then Arizona beat San Diego 5-3. San Francisco 9-3 over the Dodgers. So no change in the positioning there for the National League wildcard spots. In college football, Jake Browning threw for 210 yards and 3 touchdowns. Miles Gaskin added 100 yards and 2 scores. And number 10 Washington was dominant on both sides, overwhelming number 7 Stanford 44-6 last night. After months of hype that Washington was on the verge of a breakout, the Huskies showed that they were ready for their return to the national stage, and they did it emphatically, handing Stanford its worst loss since a setback against Arizona State in 2007. Stanford star Christian McCaffrey saw his Heisman Trophy aspirations hit a major speed bump. He was held to 49 yards rushing on 12 carries, 5 catches for 30 yards, and continued his streak of never scoring an offensive touchdown in a road game. Also in college football, Jamal Williams ran for a program record 5 touchdowns and a career-high 286 yards, and Rhett Allman chipped in a 19-yard field goal as time expired to lift BYU over Toledo 55-53 on Friday night in Provo. There were 8 lead changes in the second half of that game. Logan Woodside matched a career best with 5 touchdown passes and a school record 505 yards passing to lead Toledo. John Vea Johnson caught 3 scores and finished with 9 receptions for 182 yards. Woodside threw an interception to Kai Nachua with the game tied at 45-all to set up Williams' 14-yard go-ahead touchdown. On the ensuing series, Kareem Hunt ran for a 7-yard touchdown. Woodside connected with Michael Roberts for the 2-point conversion, and the Rockets led 53-52 with 1:11 left. Taysom Hill, the BYU quarterback, led an 8-play, 71-yard drive highlighted by his 33-yard completion to Colby Pearson and a Toledo face mask penalty before Allman kicked that game winner. The United States swept the early matches at the Ryder Cup Friday, but Europe quickly closed the gap by dominating the afternoon session. The Europeans pulled within 5-3 of the Americans by taking 3 of the 4 afternoon four-ball matches. Justin Rose and Henrik Stenson broke the ice for Europe with the 5-4 victory over Jordan Spieth and Patrick Reed. It came hours after Spieth and Reed earned a 3-2 win against Rose and Stenson in the morning foursomes. The U.S. was 4-0 in the morning foursomes, the first time since 1981 they've started that way, but the team of Brant Snedeker and Brooks Koepka were the only winners for the U.S. in the late matches, posting a 5-4 rout of Martin Keimer and Danny Willett. They'll continue play today there at Hazeltine. The Houston Texans have confirmed that they will be without their top defensive player for the rest of the year. Texans coach Bill O'Brien says defensive end J.J. Watt will miss the rest of the season after back surgery. The first overall pick in this year's NBA draft has broken his right foot. The Philadelphia 76ers say Ben Simmons fractured the 5th metatarsal bone during the team's final training camp scrimmage Friday. Also, Dick Enberg is ending his distinguished broadcasting career that spanned 6 decades and included covering pretty much every big sporting event there is. The 81-year-old Enberg is down to his final few innings in the booth as play-by-play man for the San Diego Padres. He's known for his trademark, "Oh my," or "touch 'em all" calls. Enberg will retire after Sunday's game at Arizona. And coming up here today, we've got Iowa Hawkeye football as they take on Northwestern. 9 o'clock pregame, 11 o'clock kickoff here on the Hawkeye Radio Network. And Iowa State's also home today to Baylor for an 11 o'clock kickoff. That's a look at the latest in sports. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.